This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ooh, it's gonna fire some people up.
What happened?
Well, this happening seems counterintuitive to the health of your relationship. But if your partner says, absolutely not here, it makes them sound controlling.
Yeah.
And even though most people observe this rule as unspoken in their own relationships, some experts argue saying it out loud is actually worse for your relationship than not allowing it.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Okay, a lot of people have been writing on Instagram. WCMF. Mike actually wrote me yesterday. I forgot to get back to him. Mike, if you can hear me, I'm sorry, buddy. There has been a static issue with the station.
Still?
In certain parts of the greater Rochester area. Okay, why? You've been working on it?
I know.
Man, I thought I fixed it.
You fixed it?
Okay. I didn't even know when it started.
So here's the situation. There's been a problem in our tower.
But the tower's not working?
The radio tower.
They got to jiggle the tower.
So our hardworking engineers, the transmitter, they've been working on it. They are waiting on a piece. And apparently this piece is a unique piece.
Great.
So, but it's okay. It is okay.
Look at the Buffalo Bills of towers now.
Everybody is aware.
Boo. Thank God some people can't hear us right now. Jokes like that.
Okay.
Did you just rip ass? Bro, could you have made that more obvious?
Well, I'm trying to fix a tower.
No wonder we're blowing pieces in the tower. The good news is, this is not like when Tommy started in radio in 1945. There are plenty of ways to get us not just over the air.
Okay.
If you do encounter static driving around wherever you are in the greater Rochester area, you can get us on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio app, YouTube, Twitch, WCMF.com, The Break Room WCMF on YouTube and Twitch. And not only can you hear us, you can watch us. And if you want to listen that way in the car, your Bluetooth will take over. Just turn us upside down.
It is amazing, man. So many ways to be disappointed now.
100%. You want to drop any more ass before we continue the show?
Oh, I got some coming.
Great.
I don't doubt it.
So there is your way to hear every way Tommy drop ass on the radio.
I got a lot of medication.
Those weren't words.
Medication.
Next, okay. Your friends in the break room on CMF. All right, Tommy,
you've
got friends. Your wife has friends.
Mm-hmm.
Kimmy, you've got friends.
Yeah.
Your husband has friends.
Sure.
How many of your spouse's friends are of the opposite sex?
Pretty much all of them.
No, opposite. Your spouse, your wife's.
Oh, I'm sorry. None. No, there's a couple.
So she's got a couple friends that are guys.
Yes. They were coworkers.
She's cheating on you. Kimmy.
Yeah.
Impossible.
How many friends?
With this ass.
How many friends does your husband have that are women?
He's got a few.
Well, that calendar drop, goddamn, boy.
I think, like Tommy said, like he's met most of them through work. Like a lot of them are coworkers or former coworkers.
Here come the fire kittens. Old Pern at the firehouse.
Got that?
Okay?
Well, I didn't want to swear.
Are you all right?
I don't know. I'm trying
doing
not to
swear.
Pern at the firehouse
doing the
place.
Gone to kitty down where the fires happen.
Lady scratch a lot.
Okay.
What?
That.
What?
Whether or not your spouse should have opposite gender friends is a debate that has heated up amongst couples and relationship experts recently, Tommy. Because it's been a pretty standard rule with most couples after they meet, and it's unspoken, that there is no need now for friends of the opposite sex.
Okay.
But some relationship experts are arguing that that is actually a bad idea.
All right.
Now, I'm going to ask the question right up front. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Because the debate starts here. There are people who believe there is no way for married people or people in a long-term serious relationship to just be friends with members of the opposite sex. Do you guys agree with that?
They can't?
Either you are not friends or it's happening down the road. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen.
Well,
it's just a matter of time.
Oh, you're talking like
that. And then the kitten's going to purr down at the firehouse.
Not the fireplace.
No, but I mean, with coworkers and stuff like that, I mean, it's very hard not to have
a friendship.
Friendships are just, you know, people you know and that are in and out of your life that are of the opposite sex.
No, I hear you, man. There's so many women that just want to be near you as friends.
Well, he does have friends in this building. There are women that compete for Tommy's attention.
two ladies right now, actually.
There is no.
They want nothing to do with him, really. It's just
they find him.
They want.
I mean, Kimmy is a coworker and a friend of mine.
When's the last time you hung? Hold on. When is the last time, outside of work, job thing, that you hung out with Kimmy?
Zero. But her being of the opposite sex would not deter that. If we were gonna do something, it wouldn't be like I had to go tell my wife like I'm.
Yeah, like it wouldn't. It wouldn't be sketchy.
There's no boundary there.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
You sure?
Why would they?
Don't you have like friend? Like I have guy friends that are like almost like like brothers. Like I could never see them in that way.
I mean, there's all
sales people for so long
that I've gone to lunch with that are female that I used to work with.
Look, I agree with everything you guys are saying.
And
but
kind of over time, I'm thinking most of these people have become friends of both of ours. You know what I mean? Like they would also talk to my husband the same way they would text me.
I agree. Look, I'm with you guys on this, right? But there are some people who believe, and it's a lot of people who do not see any ability for people in a relationship to have opposite friends.
Well, that's a lot of jealousy.
Is it jealousy?
It has to be. It has to be jealousy. What else could
it be? Or maybe there's some trust issues because of the past.
But that's
you know?
Jealousy.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. How do you know Kimmy's not just slow playing it with me?
Me?
With you?
Yeah.
Slow playing it with you.
I'm just saying, like, you know, at some point she's like, look, I've had these feelings for all these years. And I have to get it off.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Yeah, I know.
I'm actually getting grossed out. I'm starting to feel the way you felt on Sunday. Very, very ill.
You are turning colors right now. No, I agree with you, right? But I think it also takes a special kind of relationship, Kimmy. Because, like, I knew you before you dated your husband.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, like, that, I've been around.
Yeah.
Right? You're a homewrecker.
What?
I was married before I met you, and then you show up in my life. I'm like, hey, let's be friends, everybody.
But it's such an old school way of thinking. Like, you know, like, that's like my dad's generation. You know what I mean? My mother, you know, didn't have hardly any friends because my father wanted to control everything. And there's no way my mother could have a male friend.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Bad look.
Like, how would they even connect in the first place?
Right.
Maybe that's where.
And my father wouldn't tolerate it. You know what I mean?
All right. I'm going to ask you guys a question because I think both examples you guys have given me where your spouses have opposite gender friends.
Yeah.
They were around before you got there.
Some of them.
Yeah. Well, but they were old coworkers from, you know, the school days.
All right. Would you be comfortable if your wife came home today and told you about a new guy friend that she met?
So new guy showing up.
No, I don't think so.
You wouldn't have questions?
No.
No, you wouldn't ask any questions.
Big daddy tracksuit over here. Hey, you know what I'm packing, bro.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm asking. Huh. You can't even say the words. Ha. Huh. That was just, you just breathed.
No, it wouldn't bother me.
Ha, you, bro.
No, I'm telling you.
You wouldn't want to know where she met him? You wouldn't want to know what he looks like?
Well,
you
I mean,
know what
yeah,
he
I mean, if she was completely mysterious about it, then I would have questions. Like, if she was, like, if I had questions and she was vague about it, that would bother me. But if she was completely open and it made sense.
Because your wife takes yoga, right? Does she go to yoga class? Okay.
There are two guys in her Pittsburgh yoga class.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you a question. I'm being sincere when I ask this, all right? The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Your wife comes home, she goes, oh, my God, I had the greatest conversation with this guy doing yoga. He just lost his wife recently.
Bro, you're actually talking about somebody in her class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
70s.
Okay, so, yeah, he just lost his wife, and what does he do for a living? He's a venture capitalist, does really well for himself.
Okay, he's not a venture capitalist.
Well, no, but, I mean, these are all things that can happen. Right, whatever the job it is, it makes a lot of money. He's single. Yeah, he actually he modeled for a little while when he was younger, and you could see it. I don't know why you're laughing.
Like, he's gorgeous 70-year-old rich guy.
Hey, a good-looking rich widower, those grow on trees
in
Pittsburgh.
He's like Richard Branson.
Those grow on trees in Pittsburgh, and you know I'm right.
Bro,
you know I'm right.
Every guy in Pittsburgh looks like Dick Cheney. May he rest in peace. No, but you know what I'm saying? So you think that would bother me?
I don't know how it couldn't.
Well,
if you're being honest.
You paint this like unbelievable picture.
It's not that unbelievable. A good-looking older man that just lost his wife who's looking for companionship, someone to talk to. Now, here's the thing. Not that his intentions would be poor. Your wife's obviously wouldn't, right? But you can't look me in the face sincerely and say there wouldn't be something in your head that's like, uh-oh.
Okay, maybe, but I'm also lazy, so I'm probably not going to investigate it that close.
Bro, not only do you love your wife, your entire livelihood is tied to having a room to sleep in.
That's how lazy I am.
Okay.
Because, you know, if it's not about, I'm also selfish, so if it's not directly about me, I also lose interest in things quickly, And don't give me that look.
I'm just, bro, what?
I'm very selfish. And if it doesn't directly, I'm like, okay. Phone go number, do your yoga.
All right, I'm going to ask Kimmy the question that I just asked you in a second. Right. But I want to go to the phones, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. I haven't even gotten to the relationship experts about this because it's become a legitimate debate that stopping your partner from making friends of the opposite gender after your relationship starts is hurting your relationship more than it helps.
I think they're right. It's unhealthy.
I'm going to read you a quote before I go to the phones. Okay, I'm sorry. This is one of the experts quoted in this story. Quote, rules like this should never be completely non-negotiable. That is, no friends of the opposite sex. As a couple, there should be an open and respectful discussion where both partners' feelings about this are heard and a common agreement is made together. Does that sound doable to you?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes like two mature people would come to a conclusion.
That's why I didn't think it would sound reasonable to you.
Oh.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Joe. Hey, Joe. What's going on, buddy?
This is Joe the player.
Yeah, right. So, guys have ulterior motives. I mean, the whole dawn of social media, people, sliding into your DMs, so to speak.
I know exactly how old you are based on how you said that, Joe. I want you to know that.
Well, dude, I'm 57. I'm an old dude. I'm just telling you that guys have ulterior motives. And, if you have an attractive spouse, they lurk out there. They're hiding in corners, and they're just waiting for that opportune moment to pounce. It's just a fact of the matter. I mean, maybe I'm a scumbag or something like that. Not that I've ever done it.
Liar. You lie, Joe. All right, Joe.
Nobody asked you that, Joe.
He's saying you should be suspicious.
All right, Joe, let me ask you some personal questions, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Are you married?
I am.
Okay, so how long have you been married for?
21 years.
What does your wife do without you for fun?
She loves to go out and watch bands, stuff like that. All right, she's a music person.
Okay, so let's say she goes to a show, Joe, and she comes home. She goes, oh, my God, I met the most interesting guy. He's a widower, really nice dude. We were into this band. He actually told me a whole bunch of stuff. We're going to go out, a group of us that we all met at the concert. We're going to go out and see another show next week. You don't have any problems with that, right? Would you have a problem with that, Joe?
She's done that. What I've actually watched happen is I've watched people who were friends that show up there and then them do inappropriate things that made me realize, well, that person's not a friend. So you've got to be wary. I mean, she's trusting and, wants to see the best in people, and I can appreciate that. But by the same token, most people will out themselves when they have those ulterior motives.
And I've watched his problems?
What's his problem?
I can hear it in his voice.
What's that?
He's from Philly. And these mofos don't trust a goddamn soul.
Is he right?
He's 100% right.
I can tell
you hear that Philly accent,
token.
Man?
He said token and gave you away.
Sorry,
he's like low-end Catalano. You got to ask yourself, why is she out there hanging out at the dance hall club?
Hey, Joe, thanks for the call, buddy. Good luck with your old lady, man. There goes
and
Joe.
The Eagles.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again,
seems like Joe is on the side of like, I'm not gonna say you can't do it, but I'm gonna be suspicious.
Well, but that's the problem though. Is it's one thing to not like it; it's another thing to look at your spouse, who is a grown ass person, and be like, no,
yes, you can't do this.
Well, but can you say you can't?
You can try, but it's gonna damage your relationship.
Are there women or men who want their partners to say no? That if you were to like, yeah, go have fun, it would make them suspicious?
Like, I'm letting you go?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, look.
What's Philly Joe doing at home?
Well, but both men and women, point I'm making, both men and women sometimes will do things to
test?
See. Yeah. Like, how do you actually feel about me? Do you want me around? Would you be worried acting out?
Well, then he can't win.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. I mean, that's like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah,
right?
Hello, welcome to marriage. Well, where you been, man? Come on in. Water's warm.
But you also, if you are going to put your foot down and say, I don't trust this person, the answer is no. You also have to live with the fact that people are going to know like you are that guy.
And you also don't trust your wife's judgment or your spouse's judgment when you're away from the house.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're either saying,
I don't trust you.
You're going to cheat on me, or are you too dumb to know what's going on here?
Well, I mean.
There's only two roads you could take there.
Joe put it in a more diplomatic way, a very trusting person.
But you're also kind of, naive. Not dumb, but naive.
You're saying you can't read the room.
But that kind of makes you a rube.
I mean, look, I will say this. My wife's at work, right? Yeah, 926. Okay. I love my wife.
I'm telling her.
She She is that person where she only sees the best in people kind. All the time. Yes, right? So, like, every in her head, everyone only has the best intentions. So, like, I could see, like, oh, yeah, he's just a nice guy. No, he's not. He's seen you in scrubs. And you look, your ass looks great in scrubs. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
But even knowing that, you're still not going to tell her
that. Of course not. Yeah. No, I trust my wife. Yeah. All right, but Kimmy, let me ask you this question. Because I asked Tommy, and I want to make it even for the room, right? Let's say your husband comes home tomorrow.
Yeah.
He was at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, Tommy. Yeah. Oh, you saw how he looked at that dinner.
Oh, he's busting out of that shirt.
Got muscles on muscles, right? He's like sitting next to a big hunk of stone. He goes, you're not going to believe this. I struck up a conversation, me and this girl. We were doing the same thing. She's 27 years old.
This has all happened before, by the way.
Okay, and now, you know, well, she wants to be a firefighter. She asked me for help. I, you know.
This is exactly what's happened.
Wait, seriously.
I feel like I've heard this situation multiple times. My husband is an annoyingly friendly person. Like, we have to meet new people.
I would not ever say that out loud about my spouse ever again.
Because he makes friends all the time. And then it's like, whenever we're out, so many people come up and like say hi. And I just automatically at this point go, gym person? Yes.
Wow.
So your husband would
work
help.
Work person? Yes.
Your husband would help a 27-year-old girl who wanted to.
Oh, I think so, yeah.
And you wouldn't have a problem with that?
Again, it's happened. It's going to keep happening, probably.
All right. So how would he leave the house or would you leave the house? Like, do I have to have the guest room ready for you? Like, how would this go?
I don't know. This seems to be working so far.
Okay. No, I'm just saying in case of glass, in case of emergency.
I mean, the fact that he's just like, I mean, if he wasn't being honest about those situations with me and all of a sudden this person shows up, maybe I would be much more suspicious or I wouldn't like it as much. But I think he's just such an open book. And like I said, we run into these people all the time. They do become friends of ours. I've trusted his judgment so far.
Okay. We got Instagram messages coming in. We've heard from a dude and Joe. We got Becca writing us on Instagram.
Yeah, what she's saying.
So she looks to be in her 20s and she writes, I would have a major problem. Oh, you know what? I'm going to read it the way I think she wrote it. I'm sorry.
Angry Becca?
I would have a major problem with my fiancé introducing me to a girl he became friends with. How did you meet her? Why did you start talking to her? What makes her so interesting? These are all valid
questions.
She's
also a kid. Well, I mean,
I'd guess between 25 and 30.
That's a kid.
Is it a kid?
Yeah. I mean, she's 25. She's definitely a kid. New to relationships, especially adult ones.
Okay, but, I mean, if your wife asks you those three questions, how did you meet her, why did you start talking, and what makes her so interesting, are those inappropriate questions?
The last one is...
What makes her so interesting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just have a conversation.
Well, I guess
I had to be totally engulfed in whatever she's saying. I mean, I can just be, to your point, have a casual conversation with somebody at a gym.
Oh, yeah, guys your age, they have nothing but casual conversations.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You guys love to get all up in people's business at the gym.
If I responded, dad ass, you think that would be a problem?
Dad ass.
What made her so interesting? Dad ass! I mean, do you think women have a bigger problem with their partner having opposite sex friends than men would?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
They try to play it cool, but they ain't, man.
You think a bigger problem than a man would, though? I mean, I'm not saying that women wouldn't have a problem, but I think men are just as possessive, if not more. And they would automatically think that dude's got bad intentions.
Here's the difference. If a guy has a problem with this, he may not act on it because of how it looks. Okay?
Okay.
Your wife ain't got no problem expressing how she feels about... She ain't... If there is a problem, she ain't holding back.
But are we asking who's going to act on it or who it's going to bother more?
Okay, but all right. So
expressing themselves, I think it's going to be the wife.
I can't disagree with him there.
Okay.
Because she don't like it, man. She's going for that shotgun.
I mean, look, you don't want to look like a controlling, possessive husband.
No, because then you're being mean. You're being bullying.
But it's not that you don't want to.
Right, but you might suppress that feeling knowing what it would cost you. Yeah. Wives
well, how
don't
far are you going to let that guy take it?
Wives don't have that problem.
Okay.
You can just light your ass up.
We'll finish it up with this Instagram message from Dylan, Duffy on WCMF.
Every Dylan gets pushed around, bro.
Well, he's going the opposite, man.
What's he saying?
He writes, if she's making guy friends, she's already looking to move on from you. Pack your bags, bro. It's over.
Oh, that's a little extreme.
Yeah.
Dylan.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you are a Dylan.
But you would say that because your wife is making guy friends.
True, yeah.
My wife, none. I look her right in the face. Go, it's got a dong. You keep on walking. That's what I tell her.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is huge news for the airport.
Oh.
Because I get that there are people that swear they will never fly this airline because of the reputation they have. But the fact of the matter is, where they are, they get stuff done even if you don't use them.
But you're saying it's a big name.
It's a big name only because of the reputation they carry.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Things are not good at the airport right now.
So what's going on now?
Folks working in the tower, not getting paid.
Well, yeah.
TSA, not getting paid.
Yeah.
It was announced yesterday, thanks to sick outs in both of these areas, they are decreasing the airspace in America by 10%.
A little shrinkage.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a major problem.
Yeah.
And specifically at the Frederick Douglass Greater Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium. Breaking news.
What happened?
Spirit Airline is discontinuing its service here.
Okay. As of when?
So you have even less options.
What if you have tickets?
So let's talk about that. Yeah. They say that the service will be discontinued effective January 13th, 2026.
All right, so beginning of the year.
Yeah.
So they say they have reached out to those with affected travel plans to notify them of their option, including a refund. So it sounds like they're not going to wait out until...
So they're just pulling out.
Yeah, done. We're done.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's not good.
No.
It's not good at all. So this isn't a Rochester thing. It's a Spirit thing. Spirit filed for bankruptcy last year. It's the second time they filed for bankruptcy. And COVID screwed them hard. Hard. So, look, I know I don't like to defend the airport because we make fun of it all the time with the awning and everything, right?
Yeah.
But, like, this ain't on them.
Well, no, because it's another option. Yeah. It's gone.
So here's the problem with it. Spirit, you either love Spirit or you hate Spirit.
It's probably the best airline if you have a good grip.
People are very loyal to it.
Or they despise it.
Well, you're chintz.
Yeah.
You're a chintz traveler.
Which is not putting it down. If you despise it, you're not using it, probably.
So here's the thing. Mm. Even if you never have you flown Spirit, will never flown Spirit, thank good, this doesn't affect me in any way. There was a study done a couple of years ago.
What is
that? I don't know if it's still the case. Every airport that Spirit showed up to fly out of, the average flight across the board decreased by 15%.
Like I said, it did give people more options.
All right.
It forced bigger carriers to lower prices for flights. Now again, that's from a couple of years ago.
But so now it's gonna shoot right back up.
Well, that's just it. The fewer lower price options there are out of a market, the more opportunity the bigger carriers have to
bend
jack
over
the price
air.
Up. Exactly. So yeah, man, this could mean us all paying more.
Unless there's another one coming in.
Well, we do have a ton of low-cost airlines.
Seems like there's one popping up once a month.
The problem is Spirit, it seems like, had the widest array of places they could fly you to.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
They were a big carrier.
Exactly. Like Allegiant and Frontier, and I'm just naming names I've heard. Busby's, Old Country Buffet, the airline.
The one I really love, and I think they fly out of Europe mostly, EasyJet.
EasyJet.
This is easy, man. We get you. It's easy.
Is that Jet? No, that's Jet. What's the one that you hear on Instagram all the time? Get the Jet 2 holiday.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what that is, though. What is that from?
It's an airline.
It might be EasyJet.
But does it still exist, or is it an old?
No, I think it still exists. Oh. But I can't get that stupid thing out of my head.
Yeah.
Nothing beats a holiday, a Jet 2.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man. This isn't good.
No. I mean, considering everything that's going on right now, it's got to suck to have plans for the holidays.
Unless, absolutely. Like, some other, because we've seen those other discount airlines come and go in our area, unless something else comes in that we've never heard of. You know?
But again, they're not going to have the web that Spirit.
Spirit was that iconic yellow plane. Right. You saw it everywhere.
I just don't want to fly in an airline that's pulling out, knowing like these people may not have a job soon.
Yeah.
Like they might be a little bit, all right, here's your seatbelt. Good luck. If the oxygen thing make, I don't even know if it works.
3 days to my pension. Can you believe this?
Yes.
I got a bad feeling.
Coffee's up front if you want some. I just changed the pot.
Again, 252 WCMF. If you're just joining us, breaking news this morning, Spirit Airlines has announced they are pulling out of the Rochester Airport effective January 13th of next year. If you have tickets after that, they say they will be reaching out to you to discuss your options, including a refund. I love, what's the other option?
So, well, I wonder
pay more.
If you are a loyal Spirit flyer, do they fly out of Buffalo or Syracuse? Like, will you be now traveling to still use it, or are you still going to look at your cheapest options?
Well, you got to make sure they got a seat for you.
I just mean in general.
Like if you want to stick
with going.
So yeah. I'm going to guess that's a no in Syracuse because Southwest didn't even do well in Syracuse. They pulled out of there. Buffalo, possibly?
Yeah, but I'm afraid if they're pulling out, they may be pulling out all over.
They may not be an airline for much longer.
Well, it doesn't sound good.
So weren't they supposed to... I thought JetBlue was supposed to.
Yeah, there was
going to
be some kind of merge. Mm-hmm.
And then they said it was uncompetitive. Yeah, it looks like they're like in serious trouble.
No,
like,
there is no Spirit Airlines in Buffalo.
What about Syracuse? Are we done? Do we have no more Spirit?
We never did.
That was deep, man.
Yeah, man. So what do we got?
Doesn't
United
look like it.
And JetBlue?
Well, no, there's other air. Like, I mean, just so
like
Tommy,
the big boys, a Delta.
No, American Airlines, United, Delta, they all fly out of Rochester.
Right, I mean, but we don't have any, is there any discount?
Southwest, is that a discount anymore?
I don't know.
What about that?
It's not as cheap as the other ones.
Where's the one that doesn't take you to the beach?
There are like half a dozen discount airlines.
Yeah, but they take you to like weird destinations.
All of them take you to a beach.
Kind of.
I hope you enjoy the shores of Lake Michigan.
Yes.
No,
there was one they took you to like a weird, like they took you to Raleigh.
Avalo is the one you're thinking of. I think that's still there.
They all, okay.
Welcome to Raleigh.
Allegiant, Breeze.
All right, Breeze.
Yeah. Is Frontier still in Rochester or do they bail too?
I don't think that one's there anymore.
So they're out. So
direct flights to Tallahassee.
It lists Allegiant, Avalo, Breeze, and Southwest as the discount.
All right, so we do have a few. Okay.
All right, so four. But I mean, at one point we had like seven or eight.
Yeah.
And, like, here's the thing. The other, like, when it comes to, like, flying for a discount, here's what scares me as someone who doesn't want to spend $1,400 every time I fly.
Yeah.
If Spirit can't make it
as
a bigger discount carrier, what chance does Avalo and
Breeze? I'm thinking they're all on shaky ground.
That's what I'm saying. So, like.
That's why you, I mean, yeah.
Is it going to go back to pre-JetBlue times? That time between People's Express and JetBlue where every airline charged you $2,000 to fly?
Well, there was a huge airline, US Air. Was it right? It was the big carrier at one time.
Okay.
And then they started having all kinds. They were huge. But then they started having all kind of like safety issues and stuff like that. And then they tanked. And they got bought out. And then JetBlue showed up. So maybe it's an evolution. You got to go through like this cycle of like cheap, colorful airlines for a while. And then they all go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.